Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. If I say, surely the darkness will cover me, and the light around me turn to night.
Darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light to you are both alike.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, by the leading of a star, you manifested your only Son to the peoples of the earth. Lead us, who know you now by faith, to your presence, where we may see your glory face to face, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord. Clothe your ministers with righteousness. Give peace, O Lord, in all the world. Lord, keep this nation under your care. Let your way be known upon earth. Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten. Create in us clean hearts, O God. You may be seated.
A reading from Isaiah. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Congregation may be seated.
In the beginning, the universe was dark and cold, and the Spirit hovered and brooded and whispered, "Let there be life."
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light."
In the beginning, the Word was spoken, and light and life came into being.
In the beginning, God looked at all that had been made and saw that it was very good.
Soon after the beginning, God handed the light to human beings, to Adam and to Eve.
And they handed the light onto their children and their children's children, and their children handed the light onto Noah and his wife, who lived when the world was turning dark.
The world was gray with a cloud with cloud and flood water, but God set a rainbow in the sky to remind them of the light. Then Noah handed the light onto his children, and they handed it onto their children.
Then one night, God spoke to a man in the dark of the desert. "Look at the stars. Look at the stars. Look at the stars, Abram. Take the light to a new homeland. Take the light and take a new name. You shall be Abraham, and your wife shall be Sarah."
Abraham took the light and gave it to Isaac.
Isaac gave it to Jacob.
Jacob gave it to Joseph,
who gave it to the Hebrews who lived in Egypt. But Egypt became a dark place for God's people. And God spoke to another man in the desert. The light became a burning bush, and Moses approached and heard God's voice.
"Take this light to my people. Go, tell Pharaoh, let God's people go." So Moses took the light to God's people.
And the light passed to Joshua, to Deborah, and to Gideon.
The light passed to Ruth, the Moabite, who handed it to Obed, who handed it to Jesse, who handed it to David.
But the kingdom began to grow dark, so God handed the light to the prophets.
"A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots."
The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. On those who lived in shadows, on them God's light has shone.
Then an angel appeared to Mary and passed a new light to her. Creation held its breath.
And an angel appeared in a dream to Joseph and passed a new light to him. Creation held its breath.
And in the dark of the stable in the town of Bethlehem, a new light was given to the world. The one who was there in the beginning came into the world. In him was life. And the life was the light of all peoples. The Word became flesh and lived among us.
The light shone in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. A light appeared in the east, a star above the stable.
A reading from Matthew. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
and the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. He taught everyone how to walk in love.
When he returned to God, he passed his light onto his friends and his disciples.
The light passed on to many holy people, some whose names we remember, like Andrew, Nicholas, Francis, and Julian.
Many whose names we do not remember, but who carried the light forward into dark places.
The light passed on to those who loved God's word, who translated it, and placed it into the hands of believers.
The light traveled to new continents and passed to new people, and the light passed to us, and we can now share it with one another.
The light shines in the darkness. Who will keep the light burning in our day? Who will take the light into the world?
Let us carry the light. Let us tell the good news.
As the light is passed to us, and we take our own place in this story of the light of God and the love of God spreading throughout the world, I invite you to stand, and I invite our young people to take their places with their families. You're welcome to go back and stand with your families now, okay? You can go sit with your family. And as they come and find you, let us join in singing a song that they have learned on Sunday mornings in Catechesis of the Good Shepherd. I encourage you, if you know this song, to please sing with me. I see the love of God in you, the light of Christ come shining through, and I am blessed to be with you, O holy child of God. I see the love of God in you, the light of Christ come shining through, and I am blessed to be with you, O holy child of God. You are the light of the world.
A city on a hill cannot be hidden.
No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a basket. In the same way, let your light shine before all people,
so that they may see your good works and give glory to God in heaven.
O God, you manifest in your servants the signs of your presence. Send forth upon us the spirit of love, that in companionship with one another, your abounding grace may increase among us through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. When the music begins, we will all follow the star. We'll follow the star outside where our service will conclude with the burning of the greens. Let us take our lights into the world. Let us go forth in the name of Christ.
Thanks.